Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, November 19, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is showing strength this morning, gaining ground against most of its major trading peers. This comes ahead of key international trade economic indicators and a series of speeches from Federal Reserve members scheduled for later today. Since the longest government shutdown in US history ended last week, the focus has been squarely on data, and that theme continues to dominate the narrative. The Federal Reserve's dual mandate is under pressure from both sides. On one hand, the labor market is showing signs of weakness, while on the other, inflation continues to rise. Later today, at 2 p.m. Eastern, the Fed will release the minutes from its October 28th meeting. These minutes are expected to provide traders with valuable insights into how policymakers are viewing the path forward. Richmond Fed President Thomas Barkin has emphasized that upcoming data will play a critical role in shaping the December meeting's decisions, including whether to cut rates further. Here's what's on the radar for today. The Federal Reserve will release its October meeting minutes at 2 p.m. Eastern. Several Fed members are scheduled to speak this afternoon, which could provide additional clues about the central bank's outlook. Let's take a look at how other currencies are performing against the dollar this morning. The euro is one of the few currencies holding its ground against the greenback. This strength comes on the back of October Consumer Price Index data from the eurozone, which showed a slowing year-over-year inflation rate. The numbers met expectations across the board, providing some stability for the euro. Looking ahead, the European Central Bank is set to meet on December 18. It's widely expected that President Christine Lagarde and her team will maintain the current 2.0% interest rate. Meanwhile, the Japanese yen continues to hover near a 35-year low against the dollar. Traders are closely watching Prime Minister Sanae Takichi's rumored $110 billion fiscal stimulus package. This speculation has driven Japanese government bond yields to new highs. 10-year yields are now at their highest level since the 2008 financial crisis. 30-year yields have reached fresh all-time highs. Policymakers in Japan have pledged to monitor the market with urgency, but all eyes remain on the Bank of Japan's December 18th meeting. As of now, there's a 33.7% probability of a 25 basis point rate hike at that meeting. That concludes our market update for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for your daily FX briefing. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.